Aaron's getting ready to play. Looks good. I have meetings still going on. We have some work in the creek to do still, but everything's on schedule.
Hey, Mike, do you think having – this will be his fourth game now dealing with this in some way. Do you think he's gotten a much better feel for just how to – what he can and can't do and how he has to handle it?
I would think so. I mean, the specifics of that, you know, are more, you know, from determine the experience, all, you know, the surface and things like that too. So it'll be important to get up there and get out there on the field in the pregame and get comfortable.
Mike, what's the schedule for the rest of the day, and when will you guys actually get into Seattle?
We'll be working here probably till 2, and then we will leave for Seattle at 4 p.m.
So. How about Eddie? How's Eddie? Anything?
I mean, he looks good to me, walking in and out of meetings. So he'll be ready to play.
Do you still have your walkthrough as usual tomorrow, only somewhere in Seattle?
Yes. We will have some work to do on the field. We got a couple of locations we're looking at, you know, based on the weather. So we'll have to make that decision in the morning.
Mike, what kind of stock do you put into the odds, Seattle being favored by a touchdown? Do you ever use that as motivation? Do you pay attention to it? Do you talk about it?
Well, we're not allowed to participate in gambling. There's a big sign in the locker room I'm sure you've all read. Hey, trust me, I grew up in the bar business. I understand how this stuff works, but it's really no focus of ours, regardless of where you come out on a spread. We pay attention to the video, and like I said at the beginning, beginning of the week, we are very confident in this opportunity.
What is the mood compared to a typical week? Is it the same, or you notice more intensity, or are you guys more jovial? I don't know. I mean, just what's the...
A lot of energy, so I think it's something that builds as your confidence builds as a football team. So a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, but it's important to keep your process, you know, the same. The schedule today is a little differently. We started earlier because of us leaving for Seattle, so you try to keep them on the same, you know, same type of flow that you go through each and every week, because at the end of the day, it's about getting ready to win a football game.
Mike, what have you seen from T.J. Lang through the course of his, you know, time here in Green Bay, also the kind of leadership role he's taken in the locker room, you know, specifically these last couple
of years? T.J. Lang is, you know, he's big for us, not only on the field, but in the locker room. He's definitely one of our, you know, one of our top leaders, and, you know, he's a man's man. He's always, you know, he's always gone about it the right way, having a heck of a year. But, yes, he plays a big role in our leadership.
Mike, I asked Dom this yesterday. Being a good coach, part of it is obviously having really good ideas. Is part of it also knowing when maybe one of your ideas isn't as good of an idea as you wanted it to be? I'm asking about the quad defense. I mean, you guys used it early on, and you mothballed it. Now your defense has been quite good. How do you kind of view how that played out for you?
Well, my view on that is totally different than yours, or whoever thinks it was, didn't work out. I mean, number one, quad is a personnel group. And I think we all understand you put certain players on the field, and then you have concepts that you run. So the concepts that we ran in quad are no different than the concepts that we run in a number of other subgroups. So the fact that, you know, we used it as much as we did, and we no longer use it, I mean, it's the fact of the matter is really we're one player different, or maybe two players different, and where the other 9 or 10 are still doing the same things that they did in quad and doing nickel or some of our other personnel groups. So,
because Don was kind of saying that was one of the ways that your discussion about Clay kind of grew about moving him around and stuff. So if it didn't work out, why don't you use that anymore? Or if it didn't work out, why don't you use that package?
Well, we use a lot of packages. You know, it's, you know, it depends on your opponent. You know, really that direction going back to the off season was about moving Clay around. So we obviously put him out there in the outside linebacker position in a 4-3 scheme concepts, and now he's playing the inside position. So, but I think when you learn to break things down and take the approach that, you know, because, hey, if you think quad was a package that you run 20 things out of quad and you got 20 things you run out of different personnel groups, and you're the jack of all trades. You're not. I mean, that's not the way it goes.
Okay.
You know.
I guess the reason I ask is because, you know, we We didn't talk about it during training camp because it was something that was important to you to spring on the Seahawks. And I just thought that it was going to be more of a...
It's a personnel group, yeah.
I understand.
So it was different, and it's not that big of a deal that's been made of it. I'll just say that, you know.
Okay.
So I would call the report inaccurate from a pure football 101 standpoint.
Mike, you've set two records in the last 4 years for low turnovers. Is that point of emphasis coming directly from you? And I wondered if you ever just kind of lost it at practice if things got sloppy. Is that something that starts with you even in OTAs or in camps?
Well, I mean, every football team I've been a part of, ball security is, you know, at the forefront. It's a fundamental of the game of football. So, I mean, we have one period every day that focuses clearly on ball security. So it's something that... you know, we drill, and I think it's important. The things you do every day at practice, they need to show up during the game. So, and that's been the case this year. But it's always been an emphasis, and we always work on it. And I just think, you know, this football team does a very good job of it.
Mike, way back when, 15, 20 years ago, the league would require the teams in the championship game to go on Friday anyway.
Yep.
There was always like a press conference in that city. Do you like just being able to do it the way, however it is you want to do it, to do that this week? Is that important to you to be able to have?
Definitely. I mean, you know, anytime you train a football team, you know, regularity is very important. So just to making the adjustment of leaving Friday as opposed to leaving on Saturday, I mean, there's some moving components. You want to keep it as normal as possible. I think any time you're playing in, you know, the biggest game of your season, and then all of a sudden your schedule's, you know, is dictated to change, you know, I don't think it's the best thing for the football team. I mean, because, you know, you go to the Super Bowl. To me, the beauty of the Super Bowl is you're able to have 1 week at home getting ready for the game. Because when you go to the Super Bowl week, the schedule's really controlled by the league.
And Mike, going back to Laurie's question about the turnover thing, don't you think that everybody does ball security drills? I mean, isn't there something else that would be a factor there? Maybe the way you guys pound away at the fundamentals of how you hold on to the football? I mean, there's got to be more to it than Rodgers setting the tone. I don't know. I mean, I just think everybody would work on it.
Could be good coaching. I mean,
I'm asking if that's a possibility.
I don't go to the other practices. I mean,
that's
for you to write about. I think that's you'd be accurate about something, that's for sure. But, I'm just kidding.
Thanks. Stressing to the team just how rare and how special these opportunities are to be this one step away from the Super Bowl? Is that something that you'll be focusing on in the next few days?
No, I think everybody identifies how important this game is. And, you know, this is something you start talking about back in April, you know, when you start. You know, I'm a fan of real drama. You know, I really like the real drama that football gives you. The made-up stuff, you know, I'm not a fan of. So that would be made-up drama.
So is real drama or made-up drama the fact that there's been a lot of coaches and players who have won one Super Bowl, but not many have won two, which is obviously what you would be in a position to do with the win this week and bring her in and stuff. Is that real drama or made-up drama? Is that kind of supplement a deal?
Well, it's factual, but I think it's the reality of competing in the National Football League. It's very difficult to win a Super Bowl. There's coaches and players that can go their whole career and not even participate in the Super Bowl. So I think it really points to the fact that this is an extremely competitive league that we're in, and it's tough to win one.
Hey Mike, you can give me as much grief as you want today. Do you think it's important to be a little bit loose and still be serious for a big game like this?
Yeah, definitely. I'm big into behavior. I think it's important to be the way you always are. You know, it's all of a sudden you get to a big game, you're gonna change the way you talk, or change the way you dress, or, you know, change the way you're gonna want to behave. You know, to me, that's an indicator that you know, we're not probably, the flow isn't correct. So I think it's important to be the same.
Do you think in any way you were different before the first game?
Is there any way? Excuse me.
Do you think in any way you were different before the first game?
You mean our team,
guys,
our football team?
When you played these,
oh yeah,
whether
absolutely.
Whether it was us, your guys, whatever.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, game one's is a difficult game to play in, you know, especially, you know, going up here. You got unscouted looks. You got a lot of things going on. So the quad package didn't work. You know, it's high drama. But, it, it, you know, we play a lot of football since then, so we're a different team.
Two more, please.
About the adjustment in the travel schedule, I believe you said you were going to explain to the team today your reasoning behind it. Are you sharing
yes.
that with
them? I think you know a lot of it's common sense. You know, I think the fact to get up there in that environment, you know, that time zone, the ability to get up there at the proper time, to walk the flight off, you know, I think just, you know, hydration, the ability to practice, you know, on the time that you're going to play the game. So all those things.
You know, you've talked about training all 63 guys in the past. And is this game between you and Seattle kind of a testament to that? You guys got a lot of young guys playing key roles. Seattle's got, you know, half the receivers are undrafted. Is it kind of a testament to the way to build a football team that you just can't rely on your –
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you know what Pete Carroll and John Snyder have done there. They have a program. They have the way their players are trained. I mean, you can see it's evident. They play very consistent in their team identity, have for the last couple of years. So I think it's a real testament to the way they've drafted and the way they're coached.
For you guys too, you think? Are you seeing rewards of?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're taking all 63 with us. So I mean, I think it's important for our practice squad players to go along and be a part of this.
Mike, what do you recall about John Schneider working in the personnel department?
Personal or professional?
Both.
Professional. He's very good at what he does. He's experienced. He's been doing a long time. He's passionate about it. Has a vision, and he's able to deliver on the vision. He's creative, hardworking.